Hello and welcome to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Eger, and here is the latest news on Sunday the 30th of October 2022. This week we have new language pages in Batak Angkola, Batak Dairi or Pakpak, Batak Karo, Batak Simbalungan, Batak Mandailing and Batak Toba, which are all Batak languages spoken in North Sumatra in Indonesia. Some are also spoken in the province of Aceh. And also Makadero, a Timor Alor Panta language spoken in the municipality of Lautel in the east of East Timor. We have a new constructed script called Diarimse, which is an alternative way to write Australian English invented by Kobe Hill and inspired by the Glagolitic and Gaius or Ethiopic scripts. We have new numbers pages in Tobelo, a West Papuan language spoken in the provinces of North Maluku and Papua in Indonesia, Kembayan, a Seven Land Dayak language spoken in West Kalimantan province of Indonesia, and Canberra, a Malayo-Polynesian language spoken in Sumba Island in eastern Indonesia. There are new translations of the Tower of Babel story in Batak Angkola, Batak Dairi, Batak Karo, Batak Simbalungan and Batak Toba, and also in Yali, a Dani language spoken in Papua province of Indonesia, and Talaud, a Philippine language spoken in the Talaud Islands in North Sulawesi province of Indonesia. There's a new Omniglot blog post about spelling and misspelling, and the usual language quiz. See if you can guess what language this is. Here's a clue. This language is spoken in parts of North Africa. The mystery language in last week's language quiz was Ainu, a Turkic language spoken in the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region in the northwest of China. There's a new Celtiadir post this week about words for heels and related things in Celtic languages. And on the Celtic Pathways podcast, we find out what links the word clan with words such as children, plant, and plantain. As it's near the end of October, in the Adventure in Etymology this week, we're investigating the origins of the word hallow, as in Halloween. I also made improvements to the Batak script page and made separate pages for the different Batak languages, which I've already mentioned. You can find a transcript of this news, links to all the pages mentioned, and other podcasts at radio.omniglot.com. Omniglot News is also available at omniglot.com/news, on Twitter at omniglossia, and on the Omniglot page and Omniglot fan club page on Facebook. If you would like to support Omniglot, you can make a one-off or regular donation at patreon.com/omniglot. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.